Praise the Lord. So, God bless you as we turn in the Word of God this morning. Let's go first to Matthew's. This is the first book in the New Testament. Matthew's, the first chapter. And I want to read about the birth of Christ. Amen. And I'm going to take a little thought this morning, and it's going to go around along with what we've been ministering on of recent time. But I want to take a little thought uniting the tree of knowledge with the tree of life. Amen. Uniting the tree of knowledge with the tree of life. Now, I've got several things to say about this, but I want to get the scripture first of all, starting scripture, and then we will begin to read other scriptures, make other statements and comments here as we go along about the scripture and about what God's doing. But first, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, Lord, that we have just to come to present ourselves before you, Lord, and just to open your word, read your word, and look for the anointing of God. As Lord, you've always anointed us, and you've always give us that holy unction, Lord, that makes us to be able to see things in the Spirit, see things about the Word that only you, Lord, can reveal and show. And Lord, you've helped us to go on beyond just the tree of knowledge, Lord, and into that tree of life. And Lord, as we're going to speak this morning on uniting the tree of knowledge and the tree of life together, I pray that you'll just anoint this message especially for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, now when we begin to talk about the tree of knowledge and the tree of life, any time you're speaking of the tree of life, don't matter where you start, whether it's old, new, wherever, Jesus Christ is the central figure of all that you can say about it. Amen. Because in him was life, and that life was, the Bible says, the light of men. Amen. He lighteth every man that comes into the pathway. So I want to read about his birth here. We know that the Word of God says you must be born again. And the question could be asked, why? Well, the first birth got the Adam and Eve, God's family, got off course to begin with. And there's no eternal life comes just by the first birth, that's being born into the world. Therefore, we have to be born again. Amen. And get a new birth. And when we do that, we get a new creation. Amen. We get a new start. And Paul said, we're new creatures in Christ Jesus, say. Amen. So let's read about the birth first and get this reading up front here. I'm reading Matthew chapter 1, I'm starting verse 18, and it reads like this. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. He's explaining how it took place. When his mother Mary was espoused or engaged to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Now I want you to notice that. Amen. She was found with child of the Holy Ghost. And this is what happened here. And verse 19, then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. In other words, when he found out his virgin girl that he was going to marry was already pregnant, then it disturbed him, and he were going to he was thinking of a way to put her away, because in that day and hour they stoned them to death and so on like that. And Joseph was deeply troubled here, because here's this girl he's engaged to marry, and he was already calling her as his wife. Well, here she come up, she was pregnant. And Joseph, he got so shook up and disturbed, and he was trying to think of a way to put her away without having her stoned to death, and so on. And verse 20 says, while he thought along these lines, while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now I want you to notice here's a new way of bringing children into the world. And the only one brought into the world like that, see. Amen. But the point is, here was one that didn't come in the regular human way of reproduction, see. Amen. The Holy Ghost was his father. The Spirit of God was his father. She was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Now, as we look at this today, this goes plumb beyond the tree of knowledge and goes right to the tree of life, see? Amen. And let's read a little further, because I've got many things to say about it. Verse 21, and she shall bring forth a son. He's telling them she's going to have a son. Now, this son will be the replacement of Adam. See, Adam fell. He was put in charge of the earth, but he fell. Amen. But here come another one. And first was Adam, and then Paul said the second was the Lord from heaven. So here come the Lord from heaven being born of Mary. It says, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. That's the earthly son's name, going to be Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Amen. Now, that's a promised child here. There's a great promise here. His name shall be called Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sin. This is a way to get out of sin right here. Amen. This is the antidote for sin. Amen. Here's a child to be born. Hallelujah. And this is going to make it possible to join the tree of knowledge and the tree of life together. Amen. That the life of God will flow like it should have in the Garden of Eden there before the fall ever took place. Amen. So that's one of the purposes. Verse 22 says, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted, God with us. Now, Emmanuel, he's telling here that his name will be called that, which the name represents God with us. Amen. We know his humanly, earthly name was the Lord Jesus Christ. See? Amen. And as a man, he was only called Jesus. But the prophetic overshadowing of the name, amen, this child's going to be God with us. Hallelujah. You can't see God. God's a spirit. He's everywhere present at the same time. And you can't go where God's not. And God never had a beginning. And God never will have an end. God's eternal. But Paul said, no man has seen God at any time. Or John there. Amen. And God's a spirit. But here God is making himself to become human flesh to dwell among us. Hallelujah. Through his son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, it's bringing that tree of life back into the human realm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we're to be joined to that. Amen. And we can trace our lineage not back to Adam. That only applies to the natural. But our lineage, amen, goes back to Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Paul said, you're begotten. I have begotten you with the word of God, see. Hallelujah. And that's why Jesus was born by the word. He was the spoken word made flesh, see. And God's bringing, he's connecting himself to humanity. He's connecting himself to mankind. And the strange thing about Jesus, he came like we did. With the exception of the natural or the conception, born of the virgin. But he was born in this world, lived, and he was a carpenter. And he were tempted and tested in all points, like as we are, yet without sin, the Bible says. Amen. When the devil came to Jesus, he defeated him every time by the Word of God and by the Spirit of God. Alright, now let me read a little more about him here. Alright, he'll bring forth sons. It says, then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. And he knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. In other words, Mary and Joseph had no family relationship at all until after Jesus was born. Amen. So here's one that was born not by the way of the normal birth of a man and woman coming together to produce a child. It was God and Mary, see. Hallelujah. Now, in the garden, the serpent and Eve came together and produced Cain. Amen. The seed of the serpent. But here, God's Spirit and Mary came upon Mary, and she produced the seed of God, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The world knew him not. It was the one that dwelt in him. But yet, when it come to him being tested and tempted in all points like, he laid all that aside. And I would like to give this as an illustration just prior to reading it. It has the similarity like a man was super rich and he wanted to help some people and show them how that they didn't have to live without being able to make a living or something. Amen. Say this man, he's super rich, but he's not going to spend one penny of his money to show you how. He leaves all his money in the bank. And he starts out just with you, shoulder to shoulder, side by side, get out here to show you how to do it for yourself. Amen. So he laid aside all that and he became just like you. He even did carpenter work. Amen. Is that right? Mark says, not just that carpenter. And so he was just in all appearance like a normal man because he laid aside his deity. Now, deity means spirit, means God, godly powers and so on. He laid all that aside. In other words, he didn't write a check and show you what he could do. Anybody could do that with a checkbook, with an unlimited amount of money, get out here and do what you want to. But what he did, he left all of his in the bank, we would say. Amen. Didn't take a penny of it because he wanted to be just like you are. Amen. He didn't want to have any advantage over you in the sense of showing you how that we could come out, that we didn't have to listen to the devil. Amen. That we could be what God wants us to be. Hallelujah. That's in the human realm. So he laid aside his deity and he came and he showed us how we could defeat the devil by the Word and by the Spirit of God, that we didn't have to let the devil kick us around, say. Amen. He laid it aside. And he showed us how that we could by faith do these things. And the Bible says you can even say to this mountain, be thou moved and cast in the sea. If you doubt not in your heart, it'll be. And then he goes on and put the balance that out and said, if you ask anything according to God's will, say. Amen. It ain't God's will to start going around casting mountains into the sea unless there was a special reason for it, see? Amen. But he's telling you and showing you how that you don't have to be defeated. Now, and he's showing you that you don't have to say the reason they can do this or the reason this one can do that. Yes, he's no wonder he's got a rich father. No wonder he's had special advantage. No, he laid all that aside. Amen. Come out here and just show us how to do it. By faith in God. Everything he did by faith. Amen. And to show you that he became a man like you and I, he even went out in the mountain and tarried all night in prayer. Amen. And he said, I do nothing till the Father shows me. Hallelujah. In other words, I've got to be led by the Spirit of God, what he was saying. Amen. And that's what we need to be doing this. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, Paul said, they are the sons of God. Amen. Now, if somebody come to this church here and say, Brother Howard, I'm a super rich man. I want to give you $several million. You know. And I want you to get this gospel out all over the world. Well, that would be no challenge, see. Amen. I wouldn't have to have faith. I wouldn't have to believe God. I'd just hire the people and get them doing it and so on like that. But no, he didn't do it that way. He started us out without a penny, without a nickel. And he lets us operate by faith. Amen. Week by week, month by month, year by year. We don't know how the next word and the next things come from, how it's going to be. But we have to move by faith just like Jesus did. Amen. Now, I know a lot of people say, one preacher said, there's people out there with money, and I want to get my part of it. Well, I tell you what, that don't matter. I'd rather have the faith than have the money. How many knows it? I'd rather have the leadership of the Holy Ghost than have the money. I'd rather start. God said, go, start. Go without the money. God will make a way, say. Amen. We got a letter this week from the internet. And a man was talking about how that this gospel has gone all over the world. We got a invitation from Burma to come over and preach the gospel, you know. And the different places around the world where this gospel's gone, and we get invitation like that. But the point being, he says, just think. Of course, he was here years ago. He came to church here some years ago. He lived in the area. But he said, how small it started out. And not a lot of time, no, we don't know which where the next money's come from to pay the bill with. He said, just think about over the years, it's gone all over the world and still going. Amen. And it's just a miracle of God. Amen. Well, I'll agree, and I love it that way. Hallelujah. I love to walk by faith, because that's the way Jesus did. He walked by faith. Yes, he could have spoke worlds into existence, because that's why he was the Word. St. John says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And said the Word was manifested and dwelled among us, which was Jesus Christ. The very one that the life of the very one that spoke the worlds into existence was living right here among us. Hallelujah. How many will say amen? But did he use that power? Did he say, I'll show you what I can do? No. He came out here because he wanted to be an example. The Bible says he's an example. And if I'm a millionaire and you're a poor person, I can't be an example to you and show you how to do things. Amen. Because when I want something to do, I get on the phone and get it done. Well, if you're a poor man, you can't do that. Amen. You got to work and go by faith. And that's the way we've had to do, and I say had to do. That's the way God led us. And that's the same way that is the way that God ordained. And the way that the great apostle Paul, he said, in hungry oft, in fasting, in prayer, and he went in places. He said, when I went to this certain place, there was no man that stood with me. Hallelujah. Amen. But the point is, through his life, he got the job done, and I'm fixing to read to you some of the things he said that have survived all these years and still right and still powerful. Hallelujah. Started with nothing, ended up with nothing. Praise God, but he got the job done. He had nothing yet. He said, poor yet possessing all things. Now, I want to tell you this. How can you be poor yet possessing all things? I got preaching and forgot where I was going here, but Philippians, the second chapter. And I'll just begin reading verse 1 because it's all so good down through here. It says, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, fulfill ye my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. And he says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem the other better than himself. Look not every man to his own things, but let every man also on the things of others. In other words, just don't just look at your own thing. Then just don't try to supply somebody else's need. See, he put also. Amen. In other words, don't just look at somebody else's need, but look at also your needs and theirs. Amen. Some people misquote that a little bit and say, God said, just look at other people's needs. No, there's a word also in there. If you leave it out, you're going to get it off balance here. See, the balance ain't working right. Praise God. But as we read this, he's telling us there, be like-minded, have the same joy, and esteem. Let me read that verse 4 again. Look not every man on his own thing. In other words, don't be so selfish you can't see nobody but yourself. He said, but every man also on the things of others. In other words, you don't live to yourself and you don't die to yourself. We're part of one another, see? Amen. If you've got a need, that means I've got a need. Hallelujah. Paul said, if one suffer, all suffer with it. Amen. We're part of one another. We love one another. We got the same mind, same accord. And he says, talk about let this mind be in you. Be of a humble mind, so on. That's verse 3. Let's see. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in the lowliness of mind. See, in other words, don't just do something to kind of show off. We've had people, if they gave anything for the work of the Lord, they won't even be sure everybody saw it and knew, you know. Amen. They'll get a little glory for it. Well, amen. God will give you glory if you'll trust Him. Amen. God knows it and He's the only one that needs to know it. Can you say amen? Okay. Now let me get on down next while I'm reading it here. It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now watch, here's what I've been telling you about. A rich man left his money, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. In other words, if he used that anointing for a selfish means, see, here was God walking around in human flesh when he was fully anointed. Not that it was the Lord God of heaven, it was the Son of God, but he had all heaven was behind him. Amen. Amen. When he was being crucified, he said, I could at this minute call 12 legions of angels. They would be here before you could bat an eye, see. Amen. But he didn't do it. He only used the power of God to do the will of God. Amen. See. And he said, let this mind be in you, which were also in Christ. Watch what else he says here. Who being in the form of God. He says, here's what he did. But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant. That's what I was telling you. Amen. He, in other words, instead of being the master, he became a servant. Amen. He came. He said he came not to be ministered unto, but to minister unto. He came not for somebody to help him, but he came to help you. Amen. Though he had all heaven, though he was super, super, super rich, like some of the rich men we have today, Bill Gates and all them, you know, and the different ones we could name, that's more than super rich. That's that no way they can spend all their money. Amen. Well, Jesus Christ, it was no way he could exhaust heaven. All heaven was behind him. But he knew that you were born in sin, shaped in iniquity, came in the world speaking lies. He knew that Satan had power, and he knew that even the power of life and death lies in his hand in many cases. Because he said he delivered us who, through fear of death, amen, came and delivered us. Hallelujah. Amen. Defeating death, amen, on his own grounds. Amen. Well, how did he do it? There in the garden. He completely overcame death. Hallelujah. And it's typed out in the Old Testament before the law. See, before the law age, Christ came himself, the theotomy of Christ, in the form of Melchizedek. It reads about in the book of Hebrews. Here he was, came to Abraham. Amen. And he saw quite a few times in the Old Testament. Amen. Even before the law. See, before the law, Christ came expressed as Melchizedek, but he couldn't prove certain things that way. Amen. He had neither father, nor mother, nor beginning of days, nor ending of life. Who is this mysterious man in the Old Testament? It was Christ in his spiritual form. Hallelujah. Well, you have that same kind of body, Paul said. And this is 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. Paul said, if this earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we already got a building of God reserved in heaven. Amen. And Jesus just came. Jesus was expressed in his, in the Old Testament, before the law was ever given. Amen. Then later on, God came, gave the law to Moses. It showed we were in sin. Amen. Showed we needed a Savior. But then here he come in the New Testament, born just like you. Now it's on a different level, say. He could die. Amen. Why could he die? Because he laid aside his deity. Amen. Melchizedek couldn't die. Amen. The Bible said he didn't die. And he had neither father nor mother. Now here's the point I want to make here. Being born again, that gives you a birth where it's neither you have a father nor a mother. See, you've given eternal life. You have no beginning of time nor ending of life. That's why eternal life is. He that believeth upon me, the Son, has eternal life, everlasting life. Praise God, he gives you a life when he comes in. That's when your spirit and God's spirit are connected. The tree of knowledge and the tree of life's connected. Amen. You become just as eternal as Jesus is. Now, some will say, well, Jesus was the Word. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word with God. Well, so were you. Ephesians chapter 1 tells us that we were predestinated in Him before the foundation of the world. You were there. Hallelujah. So you're eternal. That you over there had neither father nor mother, nor beginning of life, and it won't have ending of years. And that life has come right in you when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and born again. Hallelujah. You're as eternal as He's eternal. The tree of knowledge and the tree of life's connected, and it made you an eternal being. You can no more die than God can die. Amen. I'm not talking about this body. Now, we passed from this stage out. Jesus passed from this stage. Amen. And he went down, delivered those Old Testament saints, come back up. Amen. That tree of life walking right among us here. When he was resurrected from the dead, you didn't see the tree of knowledge. You just saw the tree of life. Hallelujah. Laid aside and got victory. Amen. The tree of knowledge was lost in that tree of life when you see Jesus. Amen. They saw him on the way to Damascus. Amen. Walked right with the tree of life all day long. And as he talked to them, their heart burned within them. And if you've got spiritual eyes, spiritual revelation, you can see Jesus Christ, the tree of life, right here among us today. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, my. Tell me if I get too long, because I get anointed and getting gear, and I keep on going. But now watch. This, the point is here, is very important. Verse 7 of Philippians here. But made of himself no reputation, but took on him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. They left all his money in the bank and come out and said, let's get the job done now. I'm going to show you how to do it. Amen. Had no more power than you did. Had no more, because he laid it aside. He became a servant. He humbled himself. And let's read on here a little more. And being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Amen. Now I want you to watch that there. He couldn't die as God, because God can't die. Amen. He could speak the world out of existence, into existence, whatever he wanted to do. He had all that power, but did he use it? No. He took it over here. He laid it aside. He laid it aside, all his power. Now he's one of you. That's there, and he knows about it, but he wants to get in here and do everything by faith. Hallelujah. Do everything by the Word of God. Do everything so that you can do what he done. Otherwise, he could not be an example for you. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Amen. Now, here's the tree of life. Amen. Coming right through. But he operated in the realm of the tree of knowledge just like you are. Amen. And use his faith to contact that tree of life. Hallelujah. Amen. And when he resurrected from the dead, amen, that left that old tree of knowledge there. Then he didn't have to be bound. He could walk right through a wall. The disciples was in a place talking about, we thought this was him. And they were discussing him. And all of a sudden, we would say out of nowhere, here's then Jesus sitting at the table with them. Amen. And they got all scared to death. Said, this is a ghost, and so on and so forth. And Jesus said, have a ghost got flesh and bone? Amen. He said, have you anything to eat? And they sent him some fish and honey out. He ate with them and talked, and he was here with them 40 days and nights in that manner. Hallelujah. Teaching them things concerning the kingdom of God strictly as the tree of life. Hallelujah. He's overcome that tree of knowledge that held him in bondage. Amen. And now here he is, the tree of life. And when we get to Genesis, get to Revelation 22, amen, we don't even see the tree of knowledge. We see the tree of life. Amen. The tree of knowledge is swallowed up in that tree of life. At the resurrection, all things that pertain to this natural flesh that would put you in bondage in any way, amen, to be laid aside. The Bible says all creation groans and travails in pain together, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of the body. Hallelujah. There's where we're at today. Amen. He joins the tree of knowledge and tree of life. There set the tree of life. And here set the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That puts the choice in our hands, say. Amen. When you're consumed by the tree of life, then, glory to God, it just gives you that eternal life and put you in contact with the Spirit of God. But Jesus laid aside the tree of life. Amen. I want you to watch that. He, in other words, he laid aside all the deity. He became a servant. He became made like unto you. Amen. To the point they took him to the cross. Well, first of all, they took him from the garden. They whipped him. They beat him. And they, he suffered like no other man has suffered. Amen. But by his stripes we're healed. See, the stripes he put on. And finally, they took him and nailed him to the cross. Amen. And the man part there cried out to Almighty God and said, Father, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? If it be possible, he said there unto God, let this cup pass from me. There's the man, see. Yet he was God. Amen. Not the God, not Spirit, but yet the Lord God of heaven. He was that Son of God that had all power. Amen. Because he said, I could do it if I wanted to reach over here, if I wanted to get my money out of the bank. I could show you how to do it, but I'm going to do it without it. Hallelujah. So he overcame the devil and at every point, at every turn. Amen. And even went there and in the garden he defeated the devil. Hallelujah. He met the old hideous creature, death. Death came to claim him. Hallelujah. But he overcame. He prayed in his sweat became as great drops of blood. And the man was in such a pitiful shape there. Amen. And he prayed. Amen. And I've never known anybody pray till his sweat became as great drops of blood. His blood and water separate. And he was in awful shape. But he was doing something for you and me. He was overcoming death. And then he turned right around. Once he overcame death, he had total victory. He would never have to die.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
But you would. And you couldn't get out of it, see. Amen. Here was a man's going to make a way. Instead of going on into eternal life, like he was, and leaving you here to do the same as he did. Amen. He didn't say, I done it, you can do it. No, the Bible says he went to the cross and died for you that you wouldn't have to do it. The book of Hebrews, the 2nd chapter, amen, says he tasted death for every man. Therefore, it's totally impossible for you to die if you accept Jesus Christ. Amen. He told the Pharisees there, talking about Abraham, he said, before Abraham, I am. You know, and they said, this man's totally insane. He's saying that he was over there before Abraham was. Says, began to then said, and Moses said, Jesus said, I am the bread that come down in heaven. If a man eat this, he can't die. He won't die. They said, Moses gave us manna in the wilderness. And my father ate the manna and the dead. Jesus said, if you eat this, you can't die. And they said, this man's totally insane. And Jesus said, well, except you eat my body and drink my blood, you have no part with me. But said, he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life. They said, the man has lost his mind. He's insane. He's wanting us to become cannibals. You know, no, eating his flesh and drinking his blood is believing the word and receiving his spirit. Amen. If you do that, you can't die. If you're born again, you cannot die. I'm not talking about this old body. God's going to change us as the time elapses here. Amen. We're going to have a body change. Amen. Some goes by the grave. Amen. But it don't make a bit of difference. Paul said the dead in Christ is going to rise first. And then we which are alive and remain will be changed in a moment, twinkling of an eye. And together, he says, we're going to be called up to meet the Lord in the air. That's what the tree of life done for us. Amen. It came and took such preeminence over the tree of knowledge. Amen. In that sense, as man just lived by knowledge, Amen. It came, the tree, Jesus came with such abundance between God and man. Hallelujah. It took and made such. Now, we have knowledge of the Word, and I'm glad in this Bible here's a tree of knowledge. Amen. But the tree of knowledge, unless you got that tree of life, amen, which is the Spirit of the Word to make it live, amen, you're out of bounds. But here come a man that could do that. Amen. Here come a man. He laid it all aside. Now, I love him for that. He laid aside his deity. He became a servant. He became a bondservant. And he even went to the cross. The Bible says, amen, he died for you. He became a... That was the only way you could get out of your sin. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. And the Word says in that God loved you while you were yet in sin. Christ died for you. And that's the only way you can get rid of your sin. Accept Him, praise God. Amen. And as we go through this life, amen, God set there the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And He set there the tree of life. But like man always does, he wanted to go by knowledge. He wanted what he could do with his hand. But did you know in the Old Testament, if you built in one place I was reading the other week, where they built an altar. They could not touch the stones of the altar with any man-made instrument. It had to be stones like God made them. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'll tell you, this has to be just like God gives it. It can't be man-made. It can't be a denomination. It can't be, say, come down here and pray till you talk in tongues. No, that's nonsense. That's man-made. Man to touch that stone. It has to be God, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. Now, as we look at the thing that Paul brought, he said the letter killeth now. We've been bringing that in. The letter kills, but the Spirit of the Word, it gives the Word life. And you are the Word. And I'll tell you, when you come sit here, you're in contact, getting the Spirit of God, you're in contact with something besides a normal human being. Hallelujah. If you look at me as a preacher, as a normal human being, yes, I'm a normal human. But when God's anointing get on me and the Word of God begin to flow, look beyond me and see the Christ of the Bible. Amen. Now watch here with John, just ordinary. Now Jesus up till 30, he operated much like an ordinary man. I'm sure he didn't get involved in a lot of stuff people some do. But in Matthew's the third chapter, I want to read verse 13. It says, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized. He had to go through the formula just like we. But John forbid him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, why comest thou to me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus becomest us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him, then he baptized him. In other words, John, do what I say, because this is important. Amen. Suffer it to be so. Because this is going to be part of our righteousness. Amen. Peter said on the day of Pentecost, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins and remission. Take them away and you can never find them again. Amen. The Old Testament, they covered in blood, bull, goat when Jesus died though. Amen. It didn't cover them. It just took them away. Like dropping a drop of ink in the bleach. Amen. That soul may be dark in sin. Amen. But the blood of Jesus Christ will so neutralize. You can never find that drop of ink that you put in that bleach. It just completely breaks it up and takes it away, sends it back to where it was at to begin with. You can't even find the chemicals of it. Amen. That's what the blood of Jesus Christ does. All right, so John, that's why Jesus wanted, it was important for Jesus to go through. Now, verse 16, it says, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went straightway out of the water. And now watch here, the tree of knowledge and tree of life begin to be connected. Straightway out of the water, And lo, the heavens were open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him, and a voice from heaven. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in. Now watch, in whom I'm well pleased. In whom I'm pleased to dwell in. Hallelujah. Okay, here it connected. Now, he wasn't an ordinary man. Now, he's done spent 30 years showing you how to do things. Now he's going to show you as a Christian how to do it. See, he's going to show you as someone with the Spirit of God how to do it. He's still going to walk as a man. He's still going to do this. But now he can walk on the water. So can you. Amen. Now, one time the disciples has worked all night against a contrary wind trying to get to the other side. There was a storm on the sea, but here comes Jesus walking on the water. And he got in that boat and immediately they were on the other side. Immediately. How'd they get there? Zunk! Before you could bat an eye, the boat had already crossed the sea and on the other side. Amen. There's God. There's the tree of life. Amen. Working just like it was supposed to. Working in the earth, working with a man, bringing life. Amen. Jesus said, I give life and give it more abundantly. Amen. Here's the tree of life, giving life. Do we throw away the tree of knowledge? No, we still got to work here. We still got to live here. We still got to study to show ourselves approval. We still got all these other things, but there's a perfect balance. Amen. And we know that unless the Lord's with us, he that buildeth the house buildeth in vain unless the Lord buildeth, the Bible says. But watch Jesus here as he got, as it get fully connected. Then the devil says, hey, I'm going to stop this. I'm not going to let this happen. I'm reading verse 1 of Matthew chapter 4. It says, then Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Now, I want you to notice the Spirit led him. One writer said the Spirit drove him. See, he had to do this. He had to do this because he was going to establish that tree of life and tree of knowledge equally together so that it would take away every excuse. You can't say the devil made me do it. Hallelujah, because he gave you power over all the powers of the enemy. Amen, he gave you power over the devil. That depends. There's your knowledge of good and evil. There's your choices. Hallelujah. When we get this life over with, get down to the end, the choices taken away in that sin, your battle's all over, no more death, no more crying, no more sin, no more temptation or anything, then you can look and see the tree of life in all its glory. Amen. Amen. The bride become the tree of life. Amen. What happened to the tree of knowledge? Amen. We got the knowledge, but this tree of life is blooming. Amen. It's producing fruit. And it's so glorious. Amen. Just like in the Garden of Eden, the tree of knowledge, it was there visible. It was the predominant one. Amen. But the tree of life was here. Because he said in the garden, the tree of knowledge and the tree of life. But the tree of life never was mentioned. Now when we get over here, the tree of life, amen, the tree of knowledge had blended perfectly. Amen. And that life is shooting forth so much. Amen. And all the battle's over. You don't have to make decisions anymore of right and wrong. Hallelujah. And that's the knowledge of good and evil, see. You don't have that because it'll not come into your mind anymore. All the troubles of this world. Hallelujah. Look, there's the tree of life. And from out from among the tree on either side, the Bible says of the river of life flows, there sets the tree of life. That means wherever part of the world you're in. You don't have to be on this side to get the tree of life. Or you don't have to be on this side. Amen. Wherever you're at, the tree of life is blooming for you. Glory to God. Amen. Now, notice, he went to be tempted of the devil. Am I getting too long here? I don't want to. Okay, I better hurry then. I'm running out of time. Okay. But let's get this. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungry. Now, what in the world is this man doing fasting?
Here he is, God, the very Son of God that could speak, that was there, that God even used in creation of the world. That's the book of Hebrews. It says, but we understand that by the word of God, the worlds were created. Hallelujah. But here he is. Here he is hungry. Here he is fasting. And many times he went out and tarried all night in prayer. Why? 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 Amen. He didn't want to. Those songs says, shall we sail in on flowery beds of ease, while the others fought to win the prize and sail through bloody seas? No, if I must reign, then I must fight. Increase my courage, Lord. So here's the captain of our salvation. Fasting. Amen. Then afterward he was hungry. And watch, old tempter come. Verse 3. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. He could do it. You know how I know he could do it? He was that Christ that was with him, Paul said, in the wilderness. They were coming through the wilderness, the children of Israel out there. There was no water. They were dying of thirst. Moses just spoke to him, said, take your rod and smite that rock. The purest stream of water that the world's ever known came out of that rock. They watered all the cattle. They had all the water they could drink. Amen. From a desert rock laying out in the desert where there was no water for 50 miles around probably. Amen. God the Creator. Amen. Here's a stream of life. Here's the water of life. Amen. Command these stones be made bread. Yes, he could. But Jesus answered, said, it is written. Watch this tree of knowledge coming down now. Amen. He don't say, I don't need the word anymore because I'm the Son of God. No, he used the word. He said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceeds out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Watch what the old devil done. Then the devil take him up on the up into a mountain. Then the devil take him up into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple. In other words, he's giving him a he's transferring him over yon temple. And he said, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angel charge concerning thee, and in thy hand they shall bear thee up, lest at any time time thou dash thy foot against stone. Notice what he said. Catch that. And Jesus answered him. Now watch the tree of knowledge come. The word come in. He said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Now that means if you do something foolish, like if I get up on the house and jump off, I'm doing something foolish, and that's contrary to the word. Amen. Jesus said, that's tempting the Lord. So if I get you out here and say, watch me get up on the house and jump off, it won't hurt me. Well, I'll let it break my neck, see. But Jesus, he wasn't clown for the devil. And watch again, the devil taketh him into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. He gave Jesus a vision like people ain't never had before. He saw the world, all the kingdoms, and he saw the glory and everything about it. And says unto him, all these will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and the angels came and ministered unto him. Amen. Watch that. Took that word. Amen. But when he was anointed, then you read right on there, he came out and he was anointed. Hallelujah. To preach the word of God. And he quoted the scripture in Isaiah that this day this scripture is fulfilled. You take it over in the book of Luke and dip it one. Amen. As he went through his temptation, and the Spirit of God came upon him in such a way, amen, and they gave him a book. He read a scripture. Thou being anointed, thou hast anointed him. He shall loose the bounds of them that's bound. He shall open the prison. He shall heal the brokenhearted and all this. Amen. And he closed the book. He used the book to start. He closed the book and handed it to the minister. And he said, this day, now you get the tree of life. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. Then he went out and he saw one man that was blind. And been blind from his mother's womb. Jesus just reached down, spit, reached down, made up a little clay, rubbed it on his eyes, and said, go wash in the pool of Siloam. And he did. His eyes was open. He could see. Been blind all of his life. Amen. At the tomb of Lazarus. Lazarus had been dead 4 days and stinking. Jesus with the tree of life went down. He spoke the word and said, Lazarus, come forth. Amen. He came forth alive again. And Jesus said, go preach the gospel, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you've received, freely give. Amen. But look how he done it. How did he do it? He humbled himself. He became a servant. He prayed. He went out and tarried all night in prayer. That's the tree of life. Amen. He came to connect the tree of life and the tree of knowledge together. And the Word of God says in 1 Corinthians 6 chapter, I believe it's about verse 17. Amen. 17, 18. Said, he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Had Adam and Eve been joined together in the will of God there in the garden, that was the tree of life and the tree of knowledge would have been joined together perfectly and no one's ever died. Amen. But now, since the fall came, the test came, the tree of knowledge, one of the purposes of it is to give us choices. I set before you this day, says, the way of death and the way of life. The choices, and we make our choices, and Jesus through his lifetime, he made choices, and his choice always was to do the will of God. Amen. Is that right? Amen. But when we get over there, when this life's all over, everything's said and done, amen, all of our battles are won. Our choices is, we just see, we don't have to decide whether we're going to do good or evil. Once we get on the other side, see. Amen. We got that tree of knowledge, but that tree of life is so blooming, so much life's flowing, the river of life's flowing, we just bathe ourselves in the life of God. Amen. The last time we see the tree of life blooming, bearing its fruit, and that's what we begin to do today. We begin to bloom. We begin to bear fruits. Hallelujah, the fruits of the Spirit. We've come into the city of God. Paul said in Hebrews, the 18th chapter, we've come to the spirits of just men made perfect. We've come to angels. Amen. We're in a spiritual world. Amen. Now, I'm not going to get today. Possibly, I don't know if it'll be the next service or not, but I want to get where the ministry and the church so marries together. That we lose the thing, shepherd and sheep, see. I brought the message in. I've already got some foundational teaching, laid some foundation on. See, right now, coming through the church age, the preacher was up there as a shepherd. And the people were there as a sheep. In other words, keep herding them this way and that way. Amen. And all that. But the final stage of it is this. Husband and wife. United together. We have that until we all come together. And I'll help pick that up right there so I won't get that. Amen. Do you love him? Do you see the joining of the tree of knowledge and the tree of life? Hallelujah. How that Jesus showed us how. And we can't look at Jesus and say, well, no wonder he could do it. He was the Son of God. That's a lame excuse now. Because he laid aside his deity. He left his money in the bank. And become a servant. And said, this is the way to do it right here. Always look to God. Always believe God. Always pray. Amen. Let the tree of life grow in you. Amen. God bless you today. Amen. I appreciate you and thank you for coming. And may God richly bless you. And may this message just become quickening to you. Become a revelation. Amen. And there's more down the road, we say. Amen. But this brings it in here and gets the door open for us. Amen. How many sees that tree of life, that river of life flowing? Amen. Only right from the throne of God. In whichever side you're on, whichever part of the world you're on, the tree of life on either side of the river, the life flows right through. Amen. You can get benefit whether you're in Africa, whether you're in Japan, whether you're in China, whether you're in America, yeah, wherever you're at, it's flowing today. God bless you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you this morning for your word and for the blessings that you put upon the word. I thank you for that tree of life, Lord, that you are uniting with the tree of knowledge, even in this late hour just before the rapture takes place. Just before the translation of this body takes place, you're letting us see all these glorious things. Oh, God, and I thank you, Lord, that you let us see we come to the place where we're no longer tossed to and fro. That tree of life just so gets so predominant that we don't have to struggle with this and struggle with that. Lord, you said your warfare is past. You said, I give you peace. My peace I leave with you, and you've entered into the rest. Oh, God, we just thank you for it now. We praise you. And may you take this word, use it for your glory, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.